time to talk Hiawatha Red Hawk basketball with girls coach Brady Jasper stepping in to join us. Lady Red Hawks are 12-2 and ranked in Class 3A, top five in the state, and coming off a tournament championship at home for the first time in a little while. Coach, congratulations. Had to feel good. You went through a stretch of four games that we talked about there a week ago at St. Joe Lafayette, and then winning your tournament games against St. Mary's, the ACCHS, and the semis, and a great win Saturday against undefeated Jackson Heights to win the title. Had to be exciting for both you and your girls, and certainly a big step forward for the program, huh?
Yeah, it was a real good week for us. We thought we played pretty well, shot the ball well, and then to kind of top it off by winning our home tournament was an excellent cap off to the week, so we felt good about it.
You have a great group of girls and a lot of experienced seniors, but Claire Lindstrom may be one of the most experienced. It appeared like she took her game to a whole new level. She broke an individual school record for threes. You set a team record for three-pointers made in a game in that semifinal against ACCHS. Darcy Lears, Abby Elfner named to the all-tournament team as well. But I wanted to specifically ask you kind of about Claire and just how she maybe helped elevate her game, which brought your team to a new level during the tournament last week.
She's been playing really, really well. She's been aggressive, looking for her chances to score. She's shot the ball real well, helped us make some of those three-pointers last week. So that's been something that's made things very easy for us as we played into the finals. But then Effingham played us a real close game. You know, that was a tight game back and forth through the first half. And then we came out after half, and we were just hot. Clara hit a few, and a couple other girls hit back-to-back threes and helped us really open up that game and helped us kind of springboard into the championship game on Saturday.
Jackson Heights came in undefeated, but they only had one player score more than 6 points, I think. What did you feel like were kind of the keys and what you saw from your team in that championship game?
Well, again, we're coming out with a lot of confidence, playing on our home court, and getting the ball to drop early from the outside was key. Abby Elfner hit three threes in the second quarter, and Clara hit another four threes in the championship game. So, and scored another 21 points. She was just kind of hard to deal with for our opponents last week. So we were hoping that would carry over into this week and moving forward.
Unfortunately, you fall though last night to Nemaw Central 44-41, kind of playing catch up through a lot of that game, at least in the second half. And obviously, Nemaw Central, very good team, and the second time through the tough Big Seven is tough. But what were the differences, I guess, and some of the things that maybe prevented you from keeping the win streak alive against Seneca last night?
Well, we know that when we play teams the second or third time and when they see us again and we go back through that tough Big Seven league, that things are going to be different from the first time we play them. And Nemaw was a different team last night than the first time we played them. I felt like they played a really good defensive game last night. They put some extended fronts on some zones and switched up some man. And they made us slow down and think a little bit from time to time. And actually, that was the fewest possessions we've had all year in a game, and also the fewest number of three-point shots that we were able to get up to as they ran us off the line and shaded towards shooters. So I felt like they played really well, out-rebounded us too, and we really did make a quick run in the third quarter to make that a game real close down the stretch. Could have gone either way. Real tight game. It's kind of a good game to watch. I wish we could have come out on top.
Another tough one now. You got Jeff West coming in on Friday, one of the teams you're now tied with in the league standings. And, man, as far as that brutal 3A substate at Silver Lake goes, I mean, this is another huge game. And I'm guessing no practice today with no school, so maybe just one day to prepare. But excited for another quick turnaround and challenge against another great team now Friday?
Yeah, quick turnaround. We know how good Jeff West can be, and we were lucky to play a really tight game and come out on top down there early in the year. And that's what kind of started off our season, you know, like good wins for us on the road at Jeff West, on the road at Nemaw. And now we're faced with flipping that coin and back against the wall to not drop both of those games on the backside, having both of them at home. So we got to get ready for Friday. We know they're going to be tough. It's our homecoming week, so we have a few extra things going on that can sometimes work against you. I hope it gives us some extra excitement to help us in what is going to be a pivotal Big 7 game.
Yeah, it should be a good one on Friday night. Again, congrats on the tournament championship, Coach, and best of luck against Jeff West and Riverside at home here in your next two.
All right, thanks a lot.
Brady Jasper, head coach of the Red Hawks. We'll talk Kiowa the boys basketball next with Gary Smith.